Welcome in another edition of that SEC podcast, a little emergency edition. Breaking news. Let y'all filter in here real quick. Let me know if you can hear me. Let me know if you can see me. But we've got breaking news out of the SEC. Let's see if I can pull it up here. I was about to mow the lawn, and I'm damn glad I didn't. Okay, here it is. SEC moving to nine games, nine-game conference schedule in 2026. The league has just confirmed this. It just means more, they're saying. I'm trying to read. Here's a comment from Greg Sankey. Adding a ninth game to the SEC underscores our university's commitment to delivering the most competitive football schedule in the nation. The format protects rivalries, increases competitive balance, and paired with our requirement to play an additional power opponent, ensures SEC teams are well-balanced to compete and succeed in the college football playoffs. So, buddy, I think this is great news. Great news for the SEC. Great news for the fans, most of all. And remember, shout out Stephen Lassen, the best college football encyclopedia. If you missed it, my days are starting to run together. We're doing so many of these. But yesterday we had Steven on, and he broke down that the new changes they have made to the college football playoff, and it's essentially to honor strength of schedule. That was officially announced, I believe, on Wednesday. It's no coincidence that the following day, here on Thursday, we're recording August 21st, that the SEC announces they're going to nine-game conference schedule. So if you missed what Steven had to say, basically the college football playoff committee is going to put more value in strength of schedule. So moving to a nine game that is going to help the SEC. Let's say Oklahoma and Alabama, you know, the winner is obviously going to get a boost. The loser is not going to get dinged as much now. I mean, last year, just look at SMU, look at Indiana. Some of these teams were able to get in on beating cream puff teams and not having an impressive win. Now, I think a 9-3 Alabama, a 9-3 Ole Miss, a 9-3 South Carolina, if they had the emphasis on schedule strength, perhaps would have gotten in. And I think the SEC got that, and that's why we are moving officially to nine games. If you're just tuning in, SEC is moving to a nine-game conference schedule in 2026. So this is fantastic news. Here's more information straight from the SEC. There will be the same format as we have now, just one 16-team conference, no divisions. So no divisions, just to be clear, because there were some people calling for the return of divisions, East-West. No more, just SEC 1 through 16. Each SEC program will play three permanent annual opponents, focused on maintaining traditional rivalries. Again, that's word for word from the SEC. So what does this mean in layman's terms? Tennessee, Alabama, third Saturday in October, that's going to remain. Georgia, Auburn as an annual game will remain. Many of these great, great games that, hell, I think this sport is, the popularity is based upon these games. You know, the SEC would be really taking a dump on tradition and history and what made them great if they did not do this. That's just my personal opinion. So again, the three permanents, six rotating, which means every single SEC team will face each other every other season, if that makes sense. So let's say Texas and Tennessee, you may not play in 26, but you're guaranteed to play in 27. Oklahoma and, I'm just picking teams out of hat here, Florida. Let's say Oklahoma, Florida don't play in 26. They're guaranteed to play in 27 and so on. So, again, I think this is fantastic news. Another added, I know it's not as valuable anymore because all these damn players are jumping in the portal. But if you, let's say you go to any one of these SEC schools and you stay on campus for 4 years, which again is, I understand that's an outlier. If you stay for 4 years, then you're going to be able to visit every SEC stadium as a fan, as a player. I mean, just mostly I'm talking about for the players, but the fans are going to get that. So I think that's pretty awesome. Shout out to the SEC for doing this. And here's a little bit extra from the SEC. SEC teams are required to schedule at least one additional high-quality non-conference opponent from the ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, or Notre Dame. So that is important. So this is an addition to the nine conference games. And why I think this is a very important caveat here, again, SEC, you must play someone from the ACC, the Big Ten, the Big 12, or Notre Dame each year. So that way, we don't lose Florida, Florida State. We don't lose South Carolina, Clemson. We don't lose Kentucky, Louisville. And at the same time, you know, Missouri doesn't have a game like that, right? Tennessee doesn't have a game like that. Ole Miss doesn't have a game like that. Let's make it as balanced as we can. Force the schools that don't have that great out-of-conference rivalry, force them to face one of these teams. And at least that is, you know, this sport will never truly be fair, but I think it makes it more balanced. So that way, South Carolina, Kentucky, Florida, they don't have to play 10 Power Four teams. And Tennessee, Missouri, Ole Miss only has to play nine. I mean, that's, I think that is, I think this is the best of all worlds. I really do. Now, it's going to be more difficult, but again, the playoff committee is going to value that. So this is exciting news. This is very exciting. And okay, great. Now I'm looking at the comments. Appreciate you for all the cousins for tuning in here. Man, I'm just excited. I'm also excited because JR's back. JR, we missed you on the last show. I think I've done too many damn shows. JR can't keep up, which is totally understandable.
Legend, cousin JR has done it again.
Shout out JR. He has gifted a membership to Isaac Trevino. Isaac, welcome to the family, courtesy of the legend, JR.
The memberships in this podcast are brought to you in part by Cousin JR.
All right, and shout out Chase Moore. Just gave us a donation. Just messed up our chances of stacking the playoff. See, again, I don't think so, because the playoff now is going to honor strength of schedule. So I don't think you can sneak your ass in, SMU, Indiana, not with that weak ass schedule you had. I think this is the best of all the worlds, because the SEC is going to get what they want at the end of the day. And we've got that added emphasis on schedule strength. And hell, the SEC just went through an 8-game conference schedule. We all saw it, and they only had 3 teams make the playoffs. So the way it was, I didn't quite work for you either. So I don't know. We shouldn't draw too many conclusions from 1 year of a 12-team model, but I didn't see the current format necessarily helping the SEC. We'll see how this, and again, I know this is like an unpopular take. Everybody's obsessed with the playoff. I don't know if you guys have noticed. We don't even talk about that shit aside from the SEC teams we think we can get in there. I don't care. I don't care on August 21st who your playoff projections are outside of the SEC. You know, well, you'll never catch me. I do these shows all the time. They're like, who's your favorite to win the national championship? Who's your favorite? You know, give us your 12-team playoff. I don't have that. I don't think this sport, as great as it is to make the playoff, I don't understand why people are just so focused on the damn playoff. You know what's awesome about college football? The Iron Bowl, the Egg Bowl, the third Saturday in October. These great games that we get annually. How many of those have playoff implications every year? Very few of them. The sport should not be playoff first, focus on the playoff. Let's do everything for playoff. We got to get people in the playoff. The playoff is like, you know, 10 games. And I get it. I understand that's what we're striving for. But, you know, even Chase Moore, I don't mean to call you out, but you're the one asking this. It was the last 2 years where Missouri won 21 football games but didn't make the playoff. I mean, is that irrelevant to you? I surely to God, I don't think it is, because you're here every show and we appreciate you. But we can't just write off 21 wins in 2 seasons because you didn't make a playoff. The sport should not be just solely based on playoff. There's so much more to this great sport than the damn playoff, in my opinion. Well, I could be wrong, and I'm wrong a lot. Shout out Sorley, member for a month. Does this affect smaller schools and their checks? Yeah, I would say it does. It does, because we're probably going to have a lot less Austin P Peas. Now we'll probably still have one Austin Peay playing, you know, each SEC team, but maybe we don't need Charlotte, Marshall, and Austin Peay. I mean, who in the hell is signing up for those games anyway? I get one of them, and this will still give you the wiggle room for two of them if you really want, because Georgia Tech, we're going to keep that game thanks to this this SEC mandate that you got to play one Power Five outside of your nine conference games. But yes, will East Tennessee State, will they suffer? Yes. I mean, we're playing a damn different sport than them. Alcorn State, we might not get Alcorn versus Mississippi State anymore. Oh my God, how will we recover? Maybe we won't get the Central Bears against Missouri. I don't give a shit about those games, and I feel bad for those programs, but they are not playing the same sport as what we're doing in the SEC, even what they're doing in the Big Ten. So we cannot dictate the future, I don't think, of the SEC to protect Austin Peay and Alcorn and ETSU. Do not care. Who determines the qualifications of a quality Power 4 opponent? I mean, I would assume, I don't know, I truly don't know the answer to that, but I would think that would be the playoff committee and the conferences themselves, which obviously the SEC is pushing for this, right? We want strength of schedule to be determined. I would imagine they have outlined what exactly that means, but I don't honestly have the answer for you right there. So, but that is a great question. Yes. Hell yeah. Emergency podcast. The season is back. I was about to mow the yard and I saw we were going to 9-game conference schedule. And this is another one that people forget. If we didn't go to a 9-game schedule, Texas A&M would not play annually. I mean, how stupid would it be to finally get Texas A&M in the same damn conference after 12 years of bickering and online and yada, yada, yada. And then, oh yeah, welcome to the SEC. We're not playing annually. That would be nonsensical. So, you know, I think that, again, I don't see any downside to this. I truly don't. If you love college football, if you love these games that matter, there is no downside to this. I really don't think so. Now, who are the teams that we're going to get? I think that will be determined at a later date. I have not seen any confirmation on the teams that will be the three permanents, six rotating, but anybody that missed it, just recently tuned in. So SEC is moving to a 9-game conference schedule starting in 2026, next season, and they're going to do the three permanents, six rotating opponents. Hell, if I didn't just jump on here, it would have been fun. We've done it so many times. Who will be? Maybe we should just do that now, off the top of my head here. Who should be the permanents? Let's just do it for Alabama. Permanents, Auburn's got to be Auburn, got to be Tennessee. And then Nick Saban quit because he didn't want to play LSU on top of that. He said that was too tough. But I think for Alabama, it'll be Auburn, Tennessee, LSU. LSU's maybe the third wild card, or Mississippi State. I think those are the contenders. I have argued for, I know this isn't a great long-term rivalry, and they barely played, but I sure as hell would love Oklahoma, Alabama every year. I mean, we're talking two giants of the sport. That would be phenomenal, and a big reason why I like it, because Oklahoma, you obviously got the Texas. We got to keep Texas as one of our permanents, but then we're kind of battling for who should be the next two. I assume Missouri would be one. A lot of Oklahoma people and even Arkansas people like Arkansas, Oklahoma. That could be one for them. But I think they'll keep LSU, Oklahoma. I think they'll keep Texas. Well, they will for sure keep Texas, Oklahoma. So it'll probably be Texas, Missouri, LSU, if I had to guess. Let's do Arkansas. Again, what did I just say there? We're going to keep, well, maybe Oklahoma, but probably not Oklahoma. I think for Arkansas, it would be Texas, of course. They want to keep that rivalry going, maybe LSU, but that is one where I don't know if LSU truly doesn't consider that much of a rivalry. Ole Miss is a popular one. I know Missouri is not a popular one amongst this fan base, but I think Missouri certainly would. I think it would be Ole Miss, Texas, and Missouri, if I had to guess. Auburn, you got to keep Bama. We're for sure keeping Georgia. So we're down to one for Auburn. And I would love to see LSU for Auburn. That's one of my favorite games. I'm not sure that would be it, but I would love it. It, probably in fairness, they deserve Vanderbilt if they're going to get stuck with Auburn and Georgia as their other permanents. Florida, got to keep Georgia, of course. But this is another tricky one. Where are your other ones? Maybe South Carolina, which you're not even playing this year or last, which is a damn travesty. LSU, that's another one. LSU and Florida people, they don't seem to be in love with that game, but I love it. I would keep it Georgia, LSU, and maybe South Carolina. Georgia, we already hit on Auburn. We got to keep that. Florida, got to keep that. So Georgia's really only got one wild card that you could add. Maybe that's South Carolina. Again, I can't believe we're not even playing damn South Carolina for Georgia and Florida this year. Kentucky, let's keep it Tennessee, of course. Maybe South Carolina. I think South Carolina, Kentucky's a good one. And I don't know, who would that? Maybe Mississippi State. They used to play for years and years. They'd play annually. We could bring that back. LSU, Bama. Give me Bama. Give me Oklahoma. And A&M, God, that'd be a damn gauntlet. I don't know if you'd probably want LSU in there too, right? LSU, Bama. Probably don't get A&M because A&M gets Texas. So give us Ole Miss, Bama, Oklahoma. That'd be a hell of a trio. Mizzou, Arkansas, Oklahoma. And where would be the next for Mizzou? Who does Mizzou hate? That's an interesting one. Maybe South Carolina, but I think South Carolina's got too many already. So Missouri's got a little bit of a wild card there, in my opinion. Ole Miss, who would be theirs? LSU, Mississippi State, of course. Got to keep Mississippi State. Got to keep the Egg Bowl. LSU, I think we've already discussed, so that's probably two for them. And then the third, maybe Arkansas? I don't know. Let me know your thoughts on that. Mississippi State, got to keep that Egg Bowl. And we've talked maybe Bama for them a little bit. I don't think they want to play Alabama annually. I don't blame them. Kentucky is the other one we've kind of subbed for Mississippi State. Maybe Texas A&M. I think Texas A&M would be happy with that. And I think Mississippi State would be happy with that because they, believe it or not, Mississippi State's got a outstanding record against A&M as conference opponents. We've already done Oklahoma, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, and Kentucky. I mean, I think those would be, that'd be a damn gauntlet aside from Kentucky, but I think South Carolina fans would sign up for that, keep those rivalries going, maybe throw in a Tennessee, but Tennessee's already got all Alabama, Vanderbilt, and be searching for a third one. I don't think it would be Florida. Maybe it would be Georgia, but Georgia, again, they've probably got their slate full as well. So Tennessee, interesting. I don't know where we would go with Tennessee for that third one. I think Shane would be fine with Kentucky, Vanderbilt, and Alabama. All right, sign him up for that. Texas, Oklahoma, of course, A&M, of course, Arkansas, that's an easy one. A&M, I think we've already kind of hit on all these. Texas, we'd say not LSU, although that would be one hell of an annual series there. Mississippi State was the other one I think I gave them. And maybe Arkansas. That'd be kind of fun. Vanderbilt, Tennessee. I already gave them Auburn, so we got to keep that. And then maybe Missouri. I think Missouri, Vanderbilt would sign up for that. Let me know if you hate any of those, if you agree, disagree, all that. But appreciate you too. Donnie Phillips, welcome to the family. We appreciate you for me spieling. It's hard to do all these damn solos, but when we got breaking news, I gotta hit you guys with it.
Welcome to the family.
Here's Chase Moore. I appreciate you, Chase. Another donation, $10. Mike, if you don't think 10-2 teams are getting in over 3-loss SEC teams, you are kidding yourself. Playoff committee can say whatever they want, but has proven that to me. Agree 100%. Regular season impact is fun, though. See, we've literally only had 1 year. Why are we? There's been people arguing like, why the hell are we trying to expand a playoff? We've had 1 year of the 12 team, which I 100% agree with. I don't understand the warp speed to expand this thing. Give it, you know, they just want money at the end of the day, right? This, it's all about money. If that's what we're going to chase, that's, we just call it what it is and quit lying to me. I tell you the truth. And should we base everything? I know everybody says, well, you got to get 10-2 to go to playoff, right? How the hell do you know that? Just based on 1 year? I don't think so. I think if Florida goes 9-3 this year, they're going to the playoff. I think if Oklahoma goes 9-3, I think they're getting into the playoff. Is Missouri getting in at 9-3? Hell no. Is Ole Miss? No. Tennessee? No. Teams with the lighter schedules are not getting in at 9-3. But again, we're expanding to 9 games, right? So here's where I think I could prove you wrong, Chase. So again, let's just add Texas. Let's add Texas to Missouri's schedule. Everybody says, man, Missouri gets a shit schedule. Well, what if they go to Austin as well? Well, let's just add a to Austin. And you go 9-3 with that. Then we can, if it includes a win over Alabama or a win over Texas, all of a sudden, Missouri at 9-3, they got a case to get in. You know? So I don't think we can just say 10-2, you're in. 9-3, you're out. I really don't think we can do that. But if that's, again, I could be wrong, but we've literally had 1 year of this, and I don't know. I'm not buying that, but maybe I'm wrong. Shout out, Mio! $5. The regular season is the best part of college football. As an Ole Miss fan, Tennessee would be exciting if, hell yeah, I'd sign up for that. Lane Kiffin having to come to Knoxville every other year. Tennessee having to go to Oxford. There's a lot of history with that game going all the way back to them, the original Archie Manning, not the current one, but the original. And Peyton, of course, didn't go to Ole Miss. That was that the Mannings were not very popular there in the late 90s in Oxford. But believe it or not, they were, and hell, I don't know how popular they are. Well, they were after Eli, of course, but then the next generation said no to them as well. So I don't know, just something to think about. Hey, shout out Steven Up. He gifted on the last show. Appreciate you, Steven Up, for showing up for this one too.
Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven Up. Roll Tide.
Yeah, thank you, Steven Up. Steven Up gifted a membership to Teresa Taylor. Teresa, welcome to the family. We appreciate you, Steven Up, and I appreciate you, Liquid. $2. Why not Florida, Tennessee, a permanent? The hate runs deep. It certainly does for Tennessee. I mean, Liquid, you're a Florida fan. Maybe I'm way off here. But when I talk to Florida people, I don't think they really hate Tennessee. Tennessee's made it kind of relevant the last couple years. But every Florida fan I talk to, they hate Florida State. They hate Georgia. I think they hate Miami more than they hate Tennessee. I could be wrong. Because again, Tennessee's swung a couple back here, but I'm not trying to trash on the rivalry because you're right. I mean, since the 90s, that is for Tennessee, young Tennessee fans, they hate Florida more than they hate Alabama. And I get it because Florida always whoops their ass, but I just don't know. I don't know. I don't know if you keep that one or not. Maybe for Tennessee, it makes some sense because you'd play Bama, you'd play Vanderbilt. And Florida, I mean, Florida's a better game than Kentucky, at least for you know, TV and for the fans. I mean, I don't know how many Tennessee fans get fired up for Kentucky. And we all know Kentucky fans are usually tuned out and ready for basketball by the time that game rolls around. So you could convince me, Florida, Tennessee. I wouldn't hate it, but I think it'll be Kentucky. I really do. But maybe that's the cousin Shane in my ear saying, yeah. Vanderbilt, Kentucky, sign me up. This is a hard one. Mimo Zawal. I'm sure I butchered that. Tell me your thoughts on Joey's analysis of Arnold's scrimmage performance I send you on Instagram. I don't really understand any of what you're talking about. I don't really check the Instagram. I post and ghost, but maybe I will have to check that for the $10. I do appreciate it, but I have not seen that. So maybe I can do that on the next episode. Anything else? Man, I'm just excited. Nine games. We can finally stop talking about this nonsense. I'm glad they got this done before the season started, too. Tennessee Legends Distillery. Didn't Spurrier one time say Tennessee had a state wine? It's called Why Can't We Beat Florida? Damn it. Why do you got to bring that up? But yeah, I mean, Steve Spurrier, the greatest. I mean, he trolled the hell out of Tennessee. That's when that Tennessee-Florida rivalry was at its best. Florida, to this day, cost old Peyton Manning a Heisman Trophy and a national championship, for that matter. Mm-mm-mm. Yes, Dakota, nine games, if you're just tuning in. So, again, emergency podcast here. I can't even remember how many podcasts we've done today, but this warranted it. The SEC is officially moving to a nine-game conference schedule starting in 2026. We're going to have three permanent opponents and six rotating, so that every SEC team will play every team in the conference over a two-year span. They have not yet declared who will be the three permanents for each school. I would imagine that information's coming relatively soon, but they probably are still ironing that out. So again, this is 2026, not the upcoming year, of course. But yeah, we're moving into nine games. And the SEC is also mandating that you must play a team outside of your nine conference games. You must play an additional game against an ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, or Notre Dame opponent. That way, everybody has to play 10 Power 5 opponents. And you know what also this guarantees, which I haven't even thought about, and I was bitching about money and how this is all about money. this also tells me that the SEC got on the phone with ESPN and they said, all right, you're going to move to nine games. We'll give you more money. So there's more money coming to all these programs. So that is, again, that's, that they will not reveal that's the reason they're doing this, but I'm sure that's the main motivator for doing this. But at the end of the day, aside from the greed factor, which I don't support, but I do support these great games that we're keeping on the schedule, like Alabama, Tennessee, Texas, Texas A&M, Florida versus, you know, whoever the hell they play, you know, whether it be LSU or Tennessee, and, you know, so many great games. We're going to get better games here. I mean, I can't imagine why people are upset about this. I mean, as the legend JR, he's the best Bulldog out there, right? And I know he's fired up because we haven't had football in a long time. But how fired up is he about for Marshall? And not the game itself, but like, man, I wonder if we can win that one. No, hell no. I mean, the first time he's probably going to worry about a game is September 27th. So four or five weeks into the year, and maybe Tennessee, possibly, but Georgia always beats Tennessee. Is JR worried about Austin Peay? I mean, when you play Marshall at Austin Peay and you're Georgia, the goal is to not get anyone hurt. You know, I mean, that's what this is. And this isn't to pick on Georgia. I mean, Oklahoma, are you fired up for Illinois State? You're lying if you, I mean, aside from like, just we got football back. But after the first quarter, is it going to be an enjoyable, entertaining game? No, hell no. And they all got these games. Citadel, get the hell out of here, Citadel. I don't want Citadel on the schedule. I don't want South Carolina State on the schedule. I don't want ETSU. I don't want Sam Houston. Get the hell out of here with this. That's nonsense. And if you're fighting for that, I don't know what in the hell you're fighting for. I mean, that's crazy. Yes, question. Does the nine-game schedule come into effect next season? Yes, 2026 is when this starts. So, yes, it is very, very quickly coming right around the corner. Cannot be more fired up for this. This should be great news for all of us. Shout out, Mark Heck just became a member of the channel.
Welcome to the family.
Thank you, Mark. Welcome to the family. Hope you're fired up for this nine game as I am. I'm talking myself into a stupor over here. Old Mace, looks like we're staying at it. Hell, I thought we were with all these. All the SEC teams are scheduling a fourth non-conference game, but apparently we're getting out of that. So this is fantastic news. Fantastic. JR says, hate it for the small schools, but need only Power 4 games. Yes. JR is wise man, wise among his years here. So The SEC will now have the top 16 strength of schedules. And remember, for anybody that missed this as well, go back and check it out on last night's episode with Steven. We kind of led it, so it's very easy to find. It's kind of early on. It's a two-hour podcast, but it's the first 5 minutes. Steven broke down that they have changed the college football playoff. So they're putting an emphasis on strength of schedule, and there's no coincidence that they change the format for scheduling. They're going to put an emphasis on strength of schedule. And then the next day, the SEC says, well, hell, we're going to nine games. Because here it is right here. James knows what's up. The best conference gets even better. This is going to help the SEC. And really, it's going to help the fans. That's all I care about. It's going to help all you cousins out there. It's going to give us better football, more entertaining football, keeps rivalries, tradition. That's what this whole sport is based upon. Without the rivalries, without the tradition, this sport is nothing. It's just another sport that I don't care about, like NFL. I'm just kidding. NFL is fun. But it's not SEC. It's not college football. And this is unique. We got to keep it as unique as we possibly can. Keep these games on the schedule. And, man, I'm fired up. I am absolutely fired up. And I wish Cousin Shane was here to celebrate it. I'm sorry, I missed this one. Colton Silicon X. Gainesville man can confirm. Order. Georgia, Tennessee, FSU, Miami, LSU. Okay, so maybe we have Florida, Tennessee as an annual game. I mean, hell, that'd be awesome. It already is an annual game, and it's always a bloodbath, and fan bases are tormented on that. It's usually Tennessee fans, but I also think Florida. Does Florida ever lose that game and have a good year? Now, they usually win it. I get it, but how many times do they lose that game and have a great year? It's very few and far between. And Tennessee never has a good year, basically, when they lose to the Florida Gators. So I'm all for keeping that game. We don't know who the three permanents are yet. Hopefully we know very, very soon. I'm running out of words here, though. Another podcast. Maybe hit me up. Anyone got any questions? Last thing here. Hit me up with a question in the next 60 seconds. I'll try to get to it. And sorry for not being, not seeing the comments as much as I have been able to, but it's hard when it's so low here. Is there a Mississippi State billionaire out there? Buy your ass a team. Liquid says, first emergency of the season. We're getting close. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Not a question, Spartan says, but just FKU. Appreciate you. All right, here we go. Last one here. Tunkatot question. When will the permanent opponents be announced? No, I don't have any information on that. But as soon as we do, we will let you know and we will spread the word. Is Lagway still hurt? I'm not laughing at injury, but the answer is always yes with that. Tennessee Legends, just a few teams you think some SEC teams will choose from at a conference. I mean, Notre Dame is always a popular one. I think that'd be pretty fun. I think they'll try to keep it ACC. But this is, you know, there's been speculation also of like an SEC Big Ten challenge. I think that is all part of it as well. And I would say that teams that already have a rival that is, you know, we got to keep like a Kentucky Louisville, like a Florida State, like a Georgia Tech. We don't force them to do this Big Ten challenge too. Now let them in it if they want, but I don't think South Carolina should have to play 9 SEC, Clemson, and a Big Ten, if that makes sense. I don't think Kentucky should be forced to play 9 SEC, Louisville, and a Big Ten. I think it should be optional for the teams, for the programs that have a you know, an in-state rival that they want to keep at going. If they do this Big Ten SEC challenge, it should be like Tennessee has to play a Big Ten. Ole Miss has to play a Big Ten. Mississippi State's got to play a Big Ten, on and on and on. I think that's the best, most fair way to do it. But again, I'm just completely speculating on that. I'm not sure how that's going to go. But all right, that's all I got. I'm about to pass out. I need to go mow the lawn. If the SEC goes to 10 games, I will come immediately back on, or if John Gruden gets hired by the Arkansas Razorbacks. Appreciate each and every one of you for hanging out in this emergency podcast and all the donations and all the members. We're trying to keep you guys as entertained as humanly possible before college football gets here. We're going to be locked in all week long. Man, next week's going to be crazy. Three shows a day starts next week, and I may jump on. Well, I definitely will. I will definitely jump on after the Iowa State Kansas game. Kansas State, whoever the hell they play. Liquid says pod tonight. No, I'm potted out. You got three pods today, Liquid. That's you deserve the world, but I don't know if you deserve four pods in one day. But we do deserve Mark Heck. Shout out Mark Heck. He just gifted five memberships. Wow. I was logging off here, and you cousins are so generous. So I want to shout out all these guys that Mark Heck gave memberships to. Shout out WC Gaming, Cameron Clark, Drummer Swirls, Stephanie Jones, Rusty Powell. Welcome to the family, courtesy of Mark Heck. We appreciate you, Mark. Thank you so much. Thank you to all of you for showing up. And that's all I got on this episode. We'll catch you on the next one. Hopefully, Cousin Shane will be back by then. Bye-bye.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.